The people of the rural Ozark Hills and Hollers have long been known for their independence and their distrust of authority. To understand why, you have to turn back several pages in the history books. Ozark's folklorist, Meredith Sisko of Howell County, says the mistrust of government stretches back to at least the early 1900s, when state officials descended upon the rural Ozarks to offer help with agricultural projects. But officials upended traditional farming practices, and that didn't sit well with locals who had journeyed here in covered wagons, seeking opportunity to do things their own way.
The most hated phrase anybody could think of was, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you.
Sisko says this deep distrust of outsiders, particularly the government, deepened in the 1960s, when rural residents were evicted to clear land for the Ozark National Scenic Riverways.
And so they came in to make the national park, and first of all, they took these historic homesteads that had been the same family since very early frontier days, and handed them a dollar or two and said, get out.
But now, some health leaders in Missouri's more metropolitan areas are worried that this fierce independence has become a stumbling block in the fight against the coronavirus. On Friday, Steve Edwards, president and CEO of Cox Health in Springfield, tweeted that Howell County in south-central Missouri was the third highest for COVID admissions to the Springfield Hospital for the second week in a row. The number of Howell County COVID patients admitted to the Springfield healthcare system was nearly a third of the number of COVID admissions from Greene County, even though the overall population of Howell is only 1/7 the overall population of Greene County. This coincides with Springfield's hospitals reaching a staggering 184 hospitalizations for COVID-19 on Friday. To put that in perspective, the COVID unit at one of Springfield's two main hospitals, Cox South, was built with only 51 beds. In other words, rural patients are now causing a real strain in Springfield hospitals. And yet, few municipalities or counties in rural areas currently have rules on large groups, social distancing, or universal masking in public, even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, says those effectively slow the spread of the coronavirus.
I thought I just asked you that and you said you didn't keep track of that.
Maybe I misunderstood what you said. Let me restate what I said.
That independent, Ozark spirit was on full display at an August forum in West Plains, the county seat of Howell County in south-central Missouri. Many residents were there to passionately argue against a mask ordinance, and the theme that emerged centered on freedom. West Plains resident Joyce Oak said the ordinance would be a dangerous precedent. Here's some audio from that forum from the city's Facebook page.
We're on a slippery slope to totalitarian fascism, and it needs to be stopped.
Another resident, Clifton Earls, gave a fiery speech, calling city council members self-important and scalawags for even considering the ordinance.
Since when do you even have the authority to mandate anything? You derive your authority from the consent of the governed. You work for us, you do not rule us, and we do not consent.
During that August forum on masks, many residents saw the ordinance as an overreaction because at the time, COVID cases were low in Howell County compared to Springfield. That included resident Wayne Hunter.
Our hospital is not overflowing with COVID patients. Our morgues are not full of dead bodies. And this mask mandate is unnecessary and misguided.
But things have changed since then. Cases in Howell County have climbed from 40 to about 1,400, and several families are reporting that the local hospital couldn't admit their loved ones with COVID-19 because it has reached capacity. So far, at least 20 Howell County residents have died from the disease, and according to the Public Health Department, every nursing home in Howell County except one currently has an outbreak of the disease. A handful of residents at that forum supported a mask mandate. Terry Sanders was one of them.
I, for one, am willing to be inconvenienced a little bit and wear a mask for 90 days. If doing so keeps one other person safe in our community, it's worth every bit of the headache.
But the masking ordinance failed to pass in West Plains. Even at a public health board meeting on October 6th, the president of the Howell County Health Department Board, Dr. Robert Shaw, opposed a masking mandate. The audio here is courtesy of the West Plains Daily Quill, a local newspaper.
And I'm fine to say, no, I do not recommend a mask ordinance.
Shaw said a mask mandate would be too controlling and hard to enforce. He argued it would hurt the local economy too much and again pointed to freedom.
And it comes down to this, is at what point do you draw the line between individual freedom and, you know, doing something that protects other people and not doing something that protects other people?
While the county health department isn't recommending a mask mandate, it is working to control the spread of COVID-19 after infections occur. The health department is hiring more contact tracers, and they're working 7 days a week to fight the surging tide of cases. We reached out to Howell County Health Department for further comment, but were unable to connect by our deadline. Meanwhile, West Plains resident Susan Demuria wishes local authorities would issue new restrictions, because leaving it up to personal responsibility isn't stemming the tide. Demuria has asthma, and she spent almost the entire pandemic isolating and gardening at her home.
I have been in the ICU with asthma, and I know what it's like not to be able to breathe. So for me, this is real. Like, I know what this feels like, and I am petrified.
She moved to West Plains about 15 years ago with her husband, who's a cardiovascular perfusionist at a Columbia hospital. The couple decided not to see each other for a while because of Demuria's asthma, which is a health risk for COVID-19 complications. She says she feels hurt that people around her don't believe in masking or other health precautions.
I just really did not feel that they cared about people like me at the city level, at the county level, at the state level. And I'm without my husband, who is working every day and doing things to help people, literally keeping people alive, and I can't even go to the grocery store.
Demuria said while others refuse to follow temporary public health rules because of their freedom, it's actually restricting the freedoms of more vulnerable people, like the elderly or those with medical needs, because they can't see their loved ones or run basic errands. On Friday, West Plains officials issued a new policy requiring masks in city buildings. But for everywhere else in Howell County, the official position is masks, distancing, and keeping gatherings small are just encouraged, not required. The World Health Organization and other experts have set a general rule of thumb for determining if the virus is under control is if the percent of positive coronavirus tests is below 5%. Missouri's health department reported Saturday that the positivity rate over the last 7 days is 19.7% statewide. Howell County's positivity rate sits at 29.6%. Six counties reported rates above 50%, and all six of those are considered rural. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.